Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and I've got another classic episode for you today. Our question, do crosswalk and closed door buttons on elevators really do anything? Former host Christian Sager explains placebo buttons.
Hey, Brainstuff, this is Christian Sager. Pushing buttons is super satisfying. A button represents a modicum of control in our chaotic world. In the moment of pushing, you are the brief master of your own fate. All the forces humankind have harnessed have come to bow under your fingertip. But does pressing buttons always have the promised effect? Do closed door buttons in elevators and pushed across buttons at crosswalks actually do anything? Well, physically speaking, the answer is not always. Psychologically, the jury is out. So let's tackle the physical section first. As of 2004, a representative from the Department of Transportation in New York City said that more than 75% of their crosswalk buttons had no effect on their traffic signals. And as of 2013 in the UK, transportation officials reported that an unknown number of crosswalk signals function automatically, regardless of whether anyone presses the button. The estimates that they could give regarding non-functional buttons ranged from 18% to 40%. But why? Many crosswalk buttons are relics of a time before signal patterns were controlled by computer systems to help streamline traffic. Removing the buttons, especially in large cities like New York, could cost millions. So, the folks in charge have generally chosen to leave them standing. In newer traffic control systems, for example, the split cycle offset optimization technique, some people just like to call it SCOOT. Well, for example, municipalities can program buttons to turn on only some of the time. Now, think of an intersection with lots of motor traffic 24 hours a day, but pedestrian traffic mostly during business hours. During the day, when walk signals will likely be useful during every signal cycle, the buttons don't work. The walk signal comes automatically. At night, when fewer people are on foot, you have to press the button to stop traffic and cross the street. Meanwhile, reports on the functionality of elevator closed door buttons vary by the source. The urban myth that they're usually fake or that they're only operable with the use of a key by emergency or repair personnel seems to stem from the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Its current accessibility guidelines specify that elevator doors must remain open for at least 3 seconds. In practice, this law may well render closed door buttons useless to the particularly impatient of us. But there's no reason to think that they're all or even mostly placebo buttons. Yep, you heard me right, placebo buttons. This is the psychology term for buttons that are designed to not do anything. They're named after the placebo effect. In brief, the placebo effect is a confirmed phenomenon in which people experience measurable clinical results with fake treatments due to the apparent power of their belief in the treatment. In the world of buttons, placebos have been installed on purpose in some workplaces in the form of fake thermostats. According to an informal survey conducted by the online publication Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration News, that sounds extremely interesting, a majority of HVAC professionals have installed placebo thermostats during their careers, or 51 out of 70 respondents at any rate. It seems that managers sometimes hope that employees who would otherwise waste time complaining about the temperature will be placated by pressing a button, even if it doesn't change anything. After all, even the illusion of control can make us happier.
Today's episode was produced by Tyler Klang and written by me in the Wayback for Brainstuff's YouTube series. If you like our show and also like t-shirts, check out our merch store at tpublic.com/brainstuff. For more on this and lots of other topics that probably aren't playing a psychological trick on you, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.